Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we want to continue our discussion of learning how to deal with our emotions as part of a larger discussion we're having about overcoming in life's challenges by learning to see reality the way it truly is and then walking in the light of it. Reality is the way things really are according to God. If you can learn to see things the way they really are and then walk in the light of that, you will overcome in life's hardships. Part of the process of learning to see reality as it truly is and walking in the light of it involves learning how to deal with our emotions. Emotions were given to us by God, but as with every part of human nature, they've been corrupted by the fall. They can give us inaccurate information, and they can drive us to act in ungodly ways. Now, we said in the past couple of lessons that emotions are not under the direct control of the will. You cannot will yourself to feel something, nor can you will yourself to not feel something. Emotions are spontaneous responses to stimuluses in our environment. It may be something you see stimulates an emotion. Something you experience stimulates an emotion. A thought that you have or a memory that flits through your mind stimulates an emotion. We have to learn how to deal with our emotions in godly ways. That doesn't mean you stop feeling them. Like we say, they're given to us by God. They do serve a purpose. But to deal with your emotions means you learn to let God's word determine how you act, not how you feel. Sometimes your emotions are in complete agreement with God's word, but oftentimes they're not. And if they disagree with what God says, you've got to learn to put what God says over and above what you feel. To learn how to deal with your emotions means to get your view of reality from God's word. Many people live solely by what they feel. If they feel it, it is so. Well, for Christians, we're not supposed to live that way. We're not supposed to live by how we feel. We're supposed to live by what we believe, based on God's word. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by what God says. Now, last week, we began to discuss the emotion of fear. Fear is aroused when we encounter something harmful that is bigger than us, or bigger than the resources and the power that is at our disposal. And we made the point last week that for a Christian, there is never any reason to fear, because Almighty God, who is perfect love and all power, is our Father, and nothing can come against us that is bigger than Him. If God is for you, nothing can be permanently against you, because it is temporary and subject to change by the power of God. If God is for you, nothing can be permanently against you, because God is able to bring genuine good out of truly bad situations. We could do whole lessons on each of those points, but our point for today is that you do not have to fear, because God is for you. Now, as you read through the scripture, you find that God's message to his people is always, fear not, fear not. And then he tells us who he is and what he has done, is doing, and will do, giving us reasons why we need not fear. That's how it works. He says, don't be afraid, and then he tells you why you don't have to be afraid. I'm with you. I'm for you. It isn't wrong to feel afraid. Last week we looked at the fact that David said he was afraid from time to time. We looked at the fact that the great apostle Paul encountered circumstances that aroused fear. But both men dealt with their fear by focusing on God's word. Now this week I want to bring worry into our discussion. Worry is a form of fear. Worry is just another, it's a type of fear. Fear is based on something that's right there with you. Worry is anxiety over something in the future, something that has not yet occurred, that you believe will be greater than the resources you have available to you. Worry is based on fear of something that might happen. We'll miss out on something. We won't have something. We'll be hurt. We'll lose out, whatever. Worry is based on something future. It's actually based on speculation about what might or might not happen. It's speculation that doesn't take God and His Word into account. Now, the word worry is not found in the King James Bible. What you see is the word care. Care is used instead. The Greek word translated care in the King James means to be distracted, to draw in different directions. To worry actually means to be distracted. The word care in the King James Version is translated worry and anxiety in more modern translations. But the actual Greek word means to be drawn in different directions or to be distracted. Now, this is important to know. When you are worried, you are distracted. You've taken your focus off of the power, the protection, and the provision of Almighty God. Your attention is instead focused on speculating about future problems. You know what speculation is, don't you? Speculation is guessing. You're guessing about what might or might not happen, and it's producing anxiety in you or worry, which is a form of fear. Now, as with fear, we said this last week, most of the time, God does not take our worries away. In other words, He doesn't just sovereignly make you stop worrying or take away the emotion of worrying. Instead, He gives us His Word. He gives us reasons why we do not need to fear, reasons why we do not need to worry. It is then up to us to take His Word and deal with our fears and our worries. We could do a whole lesson on this passage, but let me just start out by reading this. We'll just make a couple comments. We'll revisit it later, maybe not till next week, but we'll get back to it. This is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Be careful for nothing. That's that word I just mentioned that in the Greek means distracted. Be distracted about nothing. More modern translations say, don't be anxious. Don't worry. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Notice that verse says, go to God. When you're struggling with worry and fear, go to God. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, if you go to God when you're afraid and worried, God will help you. He's got peace for you. Verse 8, and we'll say more about all this over the next week or so. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Then God's word says, don't worry, go to God with it, and then set your mind on, actually, it's on the Word of God. The Word of God is the only element that fulfills all these qualities here at the same time. It's lovely, it's of good report, it's pure. But like I say, we'll address that more fully after we discuss some other issues. Now, before we make specific statements about worry, let's back up a bit and consider some general statements about the basis we have. Let's make some general statements about what basis we have for which to fear not and to worry not. Because that's what the Bible says, fear not, fear not. And worry is a form of fear. Dealing with worry and with fear is a problem for many Christians because they have inaccurate ideas about God's power, protection, and provision. Now, we could do whole lessons on this, but let me just give you some food for thought. When we look at places in the Bible where God says, "Fear not," that statement is often followed with these words, "For I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you." If you run your references and look up every time you can find where it says "fear not," most of the time you'll find it says "fear not, for I am with you." Now, David was a man who knew how to deal with his emotions. We discussed that last week. And in Psalm 23, verse 4, he said, "I will fear no evil, for God is with me." Fear no evil, for God is with me. The key to dealing with fear and worry is to know that God is with you. Now, I realize that doesn't bring much comfort if you're facing something fearful, fearsome, or worrisome. That's because we don't understand what it means that God is with us. That's not just a religious platitude. That's not just a little cliche that we use to, you know, like every cloud has a silver lining. Well, God is with you. No, it's a statement about reality as it truly is. Now, let's take David for just a minute. Let's consider what he knew from the Bible about what it meant to have God with him. David had to depend on God's word. And by the time David was born into this world, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, and Judges had been written. That's the Bible that he had. The very first time the statement, "God is with you, fear not, for God is with you," the very first time that appears, God spoke that to Jacob in Genesis chapter 26, verse 24, early in his life. He told him, "And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake." And then shortly thereafter, God spoke to him again. Jacob had that dream where he saw a ladder coming from heaven, angels ascending and descending, and God spoke to him and said, "Behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest and will bring thee again to this land, for I will not leave thee till I have kept all my word to you." Now, we're running out of time here. We'll pick it up right at this spot tomorrow. But notice the first time, "Fear not, I am with you," appears, David would have had this information. Fear not, because I'm with you. More tomorrow.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.